My guest at this time is Bill Beach, Director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We turn to Bill anytime there's a major economic legislation headed to Capitol Hill, and this time it's the president's jobs bill, reportedly totaling about $447 billion. He made a strong pitch for it Thursday night in his speech at the joint session of Congress. Republicans, for the most part, are either not impressed or believe only certain parts of it ought to be pursued. And, Bill, thanks very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Greg. Anytime.
Let's start with, first of all, where we stand on the bottom line. The president said multiple times in the speech and since that this is funded. Of course, he also pointed out that he needs Congress to approve that, either through the super committee and spending reductions, but more preferably for him anyway, it would be through the ending of tax breaks for the wealthiest of Americans and major corporations.
Right.
So is this paid for?
Well, right at the moment, we don't have all the details that we need in order to answer that question, which is a very important question. And for both of the reasons that you mentioned, if the president wants to pay for this by increasing taxes on investors, on people who own businesses, and on corporate America, then he also has to calculate into that the possibility that he could create more joblessness. There's a lot of economics out there that indicates that higher taxes are at least associated with people hesitating and starting businesses, expanding their businesses, or doing new investment. And with an economy trying to recover, you would really want to encourage more investment and more business startups and business expansion, and not the other way around. So my guess is that in the end, he won't raise taxes to pay for this. He'll go into some part of the budget itself and actually cut spending. This is heavily telegraphed in that same speech when he talked about the need to look at health care for older Americans and to look at working age health care and to find efficiencies wherever possible. Now, that raises the second problem we have, Greg, and that is, as you pointed out, there's a very important committee, the 12 apostles here, the select committee put together by the Deficit Control Act, to find over $1 trillion of reductions in spending by the first of the year. Otherwise, we're on sort of what's called the automatic cuts, and these will come pretty much evenly between defense and non-defense spending. Nobody wants automatic cuts. We want intelligent cuts. But now the president has proposed that they not only have to find $1.2 trillion in cuts, but they have to find $1.7 trillion, if you round up to $500 billion, his jobs plan.
We're talking with Bill Beach of the Heritage Foundation. And Bill, in terms of some of the other ideas that he's thrown out there, whether it's trade agreements, which Republicans in Congress have repeatedly pointed out to me have not actually been submitted yet. And then, of course, there's other ideas like extending jobless benefits and some other ideas that are out there, infrastructure certainly. Are these ideas that, even if there wasn't a controversy over funding, would be ways to stimulate long-term job creation?
Well, not long-term. There are short-term ideas. Just take construction, for example. I mean, if the government were to build a national highway system from New York City to San Diego next year, that's one idea. That would not produce long-term jobs. Certainly, you could use some of the people to build that highway. But all construction projects, as you can just imagine, require some degree of skilled labor. You just don't put an economist into building a highway. We wouldn't know the first thing. We wouldn't know the difference between cement and wood. So it isn't possible just through construction projects or even spending for any kind of infrastructure spending to bring all the people who are unemployed into some kind of short-term employment. Jobless benefit extensions have been proved time and time again to actually discourage job search. There's a certain percentage of the unemployed who are living, not comfortably by any means, but living off of the unemployment benefits, and who may not have quite as much motivation to go out and search for some job, regardless of how much it pays, because those benefits are there. That's just maybe not the direction we ought to be taking at this point. Now, it sounds like I've just said nothing but negative things. I mean, the payroll tax cut the president has proposed could do some short-term good. But in the end, as he's pointed out himself, regulations and uncertainty in the marketplace are holding back a lot of investment, and he needs to do more to reduce that uncertainty.
And what did you make of his reaction that the concern on that side seemed to be overblown? In his speech Thursday night, he basically said that his administration is mindful of these things, that they have taken steps in a couple different areas to roll back regulations that they thought were impeding potential job creation. But for the most part, he seemed to be defending the administration in terms of regulations, whether it's the EPA, which I know is the area that most conservatives are worried about, as well as healthcare and so forth.
Well, I think he needs to take another look at the evidence. Just today, it was announced that there's a business closing that will lose, and 500 people will lose their jobs in that business because of an EPA regulation. Maybe it was needed, maybe it wasn't. There seems to be a chorus of voices from the business community that says, look, uncertainty is important. Regulations are important. The financial bill has yet to be rolled out, and there's great uncertainty as to what it means. And that's holding back some investment and some business expansion. The healthcare bill is rolling out every day. There's a new thing, and pretty soon, any company with more than 50 employees will have to be providing a certain kind of coverage. That may be discouraging people from hiring the 51st worker. So I think the president needs to take that more seriously, especially as frequently as you hear it from Republican and Democratic business owners, that this is a real factor. And I think it's within his power to make that uncertainty and that regulatory overhang less burdensome.
Bill, this is probably more political than anything else, but one of the things Republicans have suggested is doing a little bit piecemeal here, that there are some parts, you mentioned the payroll tax cut extension, perhaps depending on what the contents of the trade agreements are, that that's going to be something they could get behind. Democrats say all or nothing. What do you expect to happen?
Well, I think those are things that will happen. You probably will see the payroll tax holiday extended and maybe increased from a 2% to 3 percentage points of the payroll, of the employees' payroll tax side. The trade agreement should be ratified just on their own merits. You know, for every $161,000 in additional exports, we create one job in the United States. And if we're talking billions of additional exports, then that's tens of thousands of additional jobs. That should be done. And other efforts like that should be taken that don't actually cause us to have to borrow money excessively and incur further debt. I will want to say that the president's plan, he is trying to do something, and that's important. Leadership here is crucial for assuring people that there is an economic future that's brighter. I just think he is rolling out ideas that have been proved to be relatively ineffective in this economy at this time.
Bill, we'll keep watching and checking back in with you. Thanks for your insight.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Bill Beach is director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.